There's a fight brewing in Wyoming over the rights of landowners who don't own the minerals below their properties. In 2005, the legislature passed a split estate law, but now one lawmaker is saying it may be time to revisit the issue in light of changes in drilling technology and intensity. Senator Jim Anderson introduced a bill this week that would increase bonding on split estate properties. Wyoming Public Radio energy reporter Stephanie Joyce joins us to discuss the bill and its implications. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Willow.
So what does this bill do?
Well, the bill itself is actually pretty straightforward. Right now, if companies and landowners can't reach a surface use agreement, the company can petition the Oil and Gas Commission to, quote, bond on. Basically, they post money with the commission to cover the cost of any damages to the property, and then they're allowed to proceed with or without the landowner's consent. And right now, the standard bonding amount is $2,000. This bill would increase the standard bonding amount to $10,000. And landowners would still be able to petition the Oil and Gas Commission for a higher bond if they felt like it was necessary, but the base amount would be higher.
Now, Senator Jim Anderson from Converse County is the main sponsor of the bill. What were his reasons for introducing it?
Well, so Senator Anderson told me he got an earful from his constituents during a meeting in January in Douglas about the shortcomings of the split estate law, and he decided maybe it's time to have another conversation about it, especially in light of some of the new drilling technologies and the increasing intensity of drilling in some areas. Here he is.
Bonding is a kind of a tip of the iceberg. If, in fact, there are other issues that lie deeper, then perhaps this would be an opportunity to discuss those. But if not, then we'll just deal with the bonding issue and let the other lie.
So while bonding is the only thing that's actually on the table this legislative session, we're likely to hear more about this issue in the coming year.
How has the bill been received in the legislature?
The vote to introduce the bill was actually overwhelmingly in support. 25 senators voted to discuss it in committee, and just 5 senators voted against it. But the Petroleum Association of Wyoming is pretty strongly opposed to it, and a similar bill died in the legislature last year. So it will definitely be discussed, but whether or not it passes remains to be seen.
What are the Petroleum Association's objections?
Well, I talked with Bruce Hinchey, the association's executive director, and he basically just said that he doesn't think it's necessary. He couldn't articulate what kind of impact it would have on the association's member companies if the bonding amount were increased, but he said the current system for dealing with landowner complaints, which is petitioning the Oil and Gas Commission to raise the bonding amount, is just fine. Unsurprisingly, Senator Anderson and the landowners I've spoken with disagree. Amber Wilson with the Wyoming Outdoor Council says starting with the higher amount rather than relying on the commission process would be more efficient.
We're always talking about trying to speed things up, and the more you don't set this up for success from the start, the more you're going to bog down the process.
And the other thing is that the Oil and Gas Commission hearing process is very formal. You're expected to show up with your attorney, present exhibits. A lot of landowners say it's a very overwhelming process, and that was another reason that Senator Anderson gave for introducing the bill.
Are there other potential impacts of this legislation other than maybe reducing the need for commission hearings?
There's also a feeling among some landowners and landowner groups that a bigger bond would be a bargaining chip. As Alex Bowler with the Cheyenne Landowners Coalition put it, right now, bonding on for $2,000 might seem like, quote, the path of least resistance to oil and gas companies. You know, that's rather than negotiating a surface use agreement that could total many thousands of dollars. He thinks the $10,000 amount would basically incentivize the companies to negotiate. But that might be a bit of a straw man. Bonding on isn't exactly common practice. There were more than 1,000 wells drilled in Wyoming in 2013, and only 22 of those were bonded on. So presumably for the rest of them, companies were able to negotiate surface use agreements. And I haven't seen any indication that there's an increase in the amount of bonding on that happens. But it does tend to be a very heated topic when it happens. Some of the landowners I've spoken with say it was a bit of a surprise to find out that companies can set up shop with or without their permission, and that the $2,000 amount felt like a bit of a slap in the face. So if nothing else, this bill will be an opportunity to discuss some of those concerns.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing more as the bill moves through the legislature. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thank you, Willow.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's energy reporter Stephanie Joyce discussing split estate bonding.